In farm and ranch headlines, the United States Department of Agriculture and cooperative agencies have been busy since February implementing a record-setting farm bill. State conservationist Carlos Suarez says the degree of this year's drought has made it a challenge to get relief and funding to the areas where it's needed most.
I tell my staff and folks that are helping us, I see this as an opportunity for us to leverage resources, look at ways that we can be more effective in helping farmers and ranchers mitigate the effects, terrible effects of the droughts that it's causing here in California. So it's making us look at different ways, different conservation practices that promote keeping more water, groundwater on the ground, using more effectively the water as well with better irrigation systems and so forth. Yeah, it's definitely making us think in that direction, but I'm very excited and very pleased with the results that we have achieved so far.
Navigating which forms and information you need can be tricky. Suarez urges farmers and ranchers to talk to them in person.
Working with partners, both at the local, state level, as well as the federal level, implementing conservation on the ground, but more importantly, working with the excellent stewards that are farmers and ranchers in implementing the new farm bill that was passed back in February of 2014. We've been very busy doing that, very excited. It has definitely provided record funding for the state. Over $100 million in environmental quality incentive program. About 25% of that was money dedicated to the drought. Secretary Vilsack and President Obama, as well as Chief Weller, understand the need for assisting farmers and ranchers with mitigating drought in California. So a lot of those efforts were put on that in that regard.
In for Sabrina Hill, I'm Taylor Hillman for California's Real Farm Radio, agnetwest.com.